We are back with Art Speak. We're doing the web bonus content right now with Helena Reckitt, the curator of this year's Flux Night in Castlebury Hill. And we're just talking about right now more about your own background in art, Helena, and really how you got started curating.
Sure. I didn't start out as a curator. My first jobs were in publishing, actually. I was a junior editor in a publishing company in London. And through that, I came to commission a number of books which were all around performance and film, artists' film, as well as sort of more mainstream film. And that led me to go to lots of galleries, performance events, and artist screenings, and to really want to work more closely with artists, with contemporary artists. So from there, I worked in a contemporary art center in London called the ICA, and I was involved in a very sort of cross-disciplinary program of talks. I was organizing talks with artists, filmmakers, also writers, psychoanalysts, political activists, architects. So it was a very enthralling time of my life. I stayed there for 7 years, and I always say it was kind of like going to graduate school but getting paid for it. You know, I spent all my time either inviting people to give brilliant talks or sitting in and listening to them. And then I moved to Atlanta through a love affair, a relationship, and I found myself knocking on the door of what was then called Nexus Contemporary Art Center, trying to see if I could get a job, not realizing that actually there aren't that many jobs in the arts in Atlanta. But I lucked out because Nexus, now called the Atlanta Contemporary Art Center, was looking for an education director, and I was sort of able to pass myself off as that, even though I'd never really worked with children. But I was their education director for a few years. And during that time, I curated an exhibition for the gallery called Found Wanting, which was all around ideas of the in-between and the liminal, quite a cerebral exhibition. And I also edited a big book called Art and Feminism, which was in a series of source books put out by Fiden. And so when the gallery curator, head of exhibitions, Teresa Bramlett, when she left, I was invited to apply for her job and to sort of combine it with my education job, which was great. So I then sort of segued into curating, making mistakes along the way. It was definitely a way of, it was a quite public sort of apprenticeship in curating. And I can look back to some of my exhibitions. It was clear I really didn't know what I was doing, but people were quite generous. And I did tons of studio visits, really tried to get to know what was happening locally and bring a certain amount of international work to Atlanta. So after 7 years in Atlanta, I moved to Toronto, again through a relationship, a different person. And there I did a similar job, but at a bigger contemporary art gallery called the Power Plant. So I was the head of programming there, and that was a very exciting context. We did a lot of big international shows, worked with some really kind of significant artists. And so I did that job for about 4 years, and then I moved back to my hometown of London just over 2 years ago. Anyway, so it was fantastic. I've kept in touch with Atlanta. I've been back a few times, and I've got friends that I still see, gallery friends, and Felicia Feaster, who used to be at Creative Loafing, is a very close friend. So I had kept in touch with Anne Dennington, who is the executive director of Flux Night. Mm-hmm. She had come to Toronto, in fact, to research the photography festival there called Contact when she was running Atlanta Celebrates Photography. So we'd stayed in touch. And then a kind of bunch of Atlantans came through, including Lewis Corrigan, when Nuit Blanche was happening. And I hung out with them a bit. They were very interested to go to Nuit Blanche, which then sort of fed into what has become Flux Night. And I then had the opportunity to curate part of Nuit Blanche last year after I had moved back to London. And I think that sort of caught the attention of Lewis and Anne. And so they thought, well, you know, Helena knows Atlanta. She knows Flux. She knows Nuit Blanche. Maybe she would be a good person to be our first sort of designated curator.
And what specifically about Flux, putting together the event and curating it, did you find kind of most enjoyable or most creatively stimulating?
It is a unique event. Having done Nuit Blanche in Toronto, that's divided into four zones, and it really encompasses the whole city. And about a million people come out for it. So I had been through that last year, and it had been very exhilarating because what I loved about the event was the huge numbers of people who show up and people who don't typically go to galleries.
Right.
Or even if they do go to galleries, the way that they're encountering art in Toronto, it's all night, not just late night, in a nocturnal event, that the rules are really different, the etiquette's really different, people are much more relaxed, they're much more vocal, they're sometimes drunk, high, you know, there's that sort of carnival quality.
Mm-hmm.
They are very expressive about what they like and what they don't like, and, you know, they're texting, they're posting, and they're tweeting all night about, you know, what you should go and see and so forth. So it was very gratifying to see projects that I had selected and worked with the artists, to see them so instantly responded to. You know, when you do an exhibition in the gallery, you kind of have a feeling about how well it's gone over, but generally, short of, you know, a few people who tell you and then the occasional art review, you don't really get much of a response. You know, people are quite well behaved and decorous in art galleries. So for me, there was just something super great about that. And so the invitation to do this in Atlanta really appealed to me. I thought, well, A, I've got a bit of an idea about what I'm doing, so maybe I'll do a better, you know, an even better job this time. I think it's such an important event for someone like Atlanta because, you know, Atlanta is quite a party city. People are very hospitable. People are very good at festivity and celebration. But lots of people don't really have much access to the contemporary arts. So I think this is a great way for people who might not find their way to a gallery or a museum just to have a taste of what contemporary artists are up to.
Thanks again, Helena, for giving us a little bit of background into your life, as well as what's going to be going on for Flux this year. Again, it's happening October 5th, that's Saturday, in the Castlebury Hill Arts District. This has been Art Speak, and we will see you guys again next week.